Hi, MWTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, my name is Chill Kong, and I am the Artistic Director at Adventure Theater.
And we are here because you guys are doing your first in-person production since the pandemic. Preview performance on the 10th and opening day this weekend on July 11th. It's called Fairy Tales in the Sun. So is this going to be, based on the title, is this going to be an outdoor production or is this indoors?
It is, surprisingly, in the sun. Yeah, so we'll be outdoors.
Remind us where that is. Where is outdoors for you guys?
So Adventure Theater is located in Glen Echo Park, which is in Glen Echo, Maryland. And we will be doing a live presentation in one of the grassy areas in the park.
So is this a space that existed before all of this? Like, it's not like you guys constructed a stage. It's like an outdoor in literally in the grass.
No, we are literally constructing a stage. So just so everybody knows, you know, because COVID did a lot of things, including redefined space for everyone. So, so we created a new space. So it allows people to come and congregate outside, in the sun. And we're building a stage in this grassy area.
Gotcha. So before we go into the drill down into the show a little bit more, talk a little bit more about the COVID situation. So how long have you actually been shut down? Were there any virtual productions in the hiatus? Or, you know, remind us how this past, 15 months has gone.
Oh, the memories of the 15 months of COVID.
It feels like 20 years.
Yeah. What is it? Dog years or something like that?
Seriously,
so
man.
Dog years and COVID. So Adventure, we've been very fortunate in that we've had a really amazing staff that was able to support digital presentations. And the one thing about our theater company is that we're very much about supporting families, right? So we're telling our stories. And we noticed that a lot of parents didn't have activities on the weekends for their families and for their kids. So it was essential for us to present digital presentations so that it just gets the kids and gets the families involved in something other than having to deal with each other sometimes.
We all need that.
Yeah. So we did weekly, every week, we've been consistent. Every week, every Sunday, we've had a digital presentation of some kind. And we did it through the entire COVID. So after about 3 or 4 weeks into COVID, we realized we had to do this very quickly. We've done over 200 hours of digital presentations throughout the 16 months of COVID.
That's impressive. Well, you had to stay busy doing something, you know, but congrats on, you know, reopening to the public now. So yeah, without further ado, it's called Fairy Tales in the Sun. It features 2 one-act plays. So let's take them one at a time, why don't we? Sure. So the first one is called The Flood in the Future. Tell me, yes. You know, who wrote it and what's it about?
Well, we're lucky that we were able to find 2 local playwrights who are amazing, who were able to create something that is a very different take on a fairy tale. And Flood in the Future is about the flood myth. Right. So what happens when the great flood comes? And it was written by Lyra Yang, who is a local playwright. And it is about a girl who decides to give up her youth to save the world. So she sacrifices herself to save the world from the floods, or at least she thinks she's sacrificing herself. So it is a fun adventure and trying to find out how we protect our future. And sometimes it takes great sacrifice.
Sounds great. And so when you talk about the flood myth, are we talking like biblical Noah flood myth or like flood myth that their flood could be coming in the future? Or ground it in some context here.
Well, so the flood myth, you know, there's hundreds, like every culture, every nationality, every ethnic race has a flood myth. And so it is actually based off of, Lyra is ethnically Chinese American. And so she has lots of stories about Chinese flood myths. And this is a great story that deals with the old goddess Nuwa, who was the creator of the earth and what she does to protect the world. And built based on that myth is how she created this flood myth.
Very cool. All right. And then the second one-act play in this production is called From Cinders to Ella, a play on Cinderella, obviously. Tell us what it's about.
So this is another really amazing playwright that is local. Her name is Michelle Lynch, and she wrote this Cinders to Ella, and she took on this mantle of the Cinderella story. And there's a lot of Cinderella stories, right? So she came up with this really amazing idea of how about if we created a Cinderella myth or a Cinderella story that has no men in the story? So it is a loving story about how women can inspire themselves and work out what they need to have a more full life, and what a Cinderella can be and what she can be just being herself.
Great. Sounds cool. So that's sort of the stories. Talk about, I know we're a radio station, so it's tricky to paint a visual picture with your words here, but explain what we see visually in turn, you know what I mean? Like you say you're constructing a set out there, like describe some of maybe the sets or the costumes, or if there's any visual elements that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I love this production is really great because our director, his name is Stan Kang, who came up with this a loving concept that deals with how you can as an individual change the world, right? And with that, he was able to think of this wonderful idea of all the beauty that theater is, live productions, and the magic of theater when you're in person. And so he's put this beautiful set piece. He's worked with the set designer, Patty, who is basically made a pagoda that has a beautiful elevated top cap. And the stage itself has these magic, what we call magic, but they're just panels that slides in and out. So you can see the different settings. The costume design were done by Deb Sevigny and Paris, who both came up with this interesting ideas about these grand, you know, silk pictures for the flood myth by Paris. And Deb took a whole new approach on how to make Cinderella look strong and yet beautiful at the same time. So the visuals for this they leaned into this idea of how to make things real and practical. So pieces that when Cinderella has an argument with her stepsisters, things break or rip, and they do this really lovingly theatrical way of ripping with the assistance of other people on stage to uplift the theatrical idea of it. So it doesn't just rip, you know, like what you see in a film. There's this big production and sounds and things that actually that are embedded into the live theater piece that reminds us that why we love theater, why we love being there, and why we love seeing it in person, right? There's really beautiful colors, that silk that is in the flood myth, because the designer leaned into the Chinese, history of the flood myth play. And so you'll see like beautiful silk that represents a beautiful blue silk that represents the rivers when it is both large floods of water and also dirty water. You'll also see this idea of magic that is done by wands, but started by the fairy godmother using a wand, but then is activated by the actors on stage for the Cinders to Ella. So there's this interesting way of combining the imagery within the verbal storytelling. And then Stan, the director, has done a loving job in making sure that you know and why you appreciate live theater. He's used these ways of engaging actors and artists so that the audiences can participate in some of the magic.
Sounds great. And speaking of the audiences, would you say it's based on these, you know, it's Cinderella and flood future. Would you say it's more geared towards younger audiences, or would you say, come on out, folks of all ages?
Well, this is adventure theater has always been a theater for folks of all ages. And I think what's great about Stan is that he loves adding layers of jokes within and fun within all these stories. So you'll have things that like that allows younger kids to access the story, you know, and then interesting little inside jokes for parents to see and laugh, and grandparents to even think about. You know, he does this great thing that's a Monty Python reference, you know, the Holy Grail, when they walk up and you hear horses' hooves.
Oh, with the coconuts.
So he does those little things like that, that activates everyone. And that's what I appreciate about what Stan has done, is that he's actually made sure that there's something fun and engaging for all ages. That includes even him. Like he will laugh, and he, you know, we're older, right? So how do we make sure that everyone laughs in this production? And those coconuts, the kids will enjoy just because they're coconuts, but we are laughing because of the reference point for that, which is the Monty Python reference.
Oh, the coconuts is one of my favorite bits of any comedy movie ever. It's genius. The first time I saw that, I like, you know, fell over laughing.
And you and I, like, we saw that when we were younger, right? So it's just like, And so it activates what we saw when we were younger, and then reminds us about what was beautiful about that moment. And that's what Stan's really good at. He really did a beautiful job.
It's genius. Well, all right. Well, before we run, talk a little bit about the history of Adventure Theater, you know, itself, broadly, like, how long, when was it founded? And, you know, what was sort of the mission?
Well, I'm glad you are tapping into that, because this coming season, which starts in September, will be our 70th anniversary season.
That's kidding. I had no idea it goes back that far.
70. Like, when I had signed on to be the artistic director 2 years ago for this theater company, I knew it had a long history, but I didn't understand how long it was until I spent some time understanding where it grew out of. Adventure started out as a collective of mothers and younger adults who wanted to engage kids, especially kids within the Glen Echo area, because this park at that time wasn't doing a lot, right? So that started this giant endeavor, and our mission really is to engage the future of artists within our mission is to engage stories and future artists and give them a platform to tell their stories, right? So this is us doing that thing with these floods, with local artists, and engaging younger audiences so that we can tell their stories, but also make sure that if they want to learn and become a theater artist themselves, we'll get engaged and we train them and show them what to do.
I had no idea it was 70 years. Well, that's long before Monty Python. Well, thanks so much for doing this. And, you know, here's to another 70 years. But first, everyone come back and check out the first in-person production since the pandemic starting July 11th. It's called Fairy Tales in the Sun, two-parter. It's The Flood in the Future and From Cinders to Ella. Everyone come check it out at Adventure Theater in Glen Echo. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
And hey, before we run, I'll cut it there. Could you shoot me any photos you might have of the production? I don't know. I know it hasn't started yet. I don't know if there's like rehearsals or anything.
Oh, we'll have photos today. So as soon as I get those photos, we'll send it out to you.
Okay, cool. I was actually, checked my schedule. I think I was trying to plan on turning this around for my afternoon piece today. So I don't know.
Okay, great. Then I'll get photos. We have stocks of photos that we can send you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Even if, I don't know, even if you don't have any rehearsals, even if it's just like of the theater itself or the stage or something. Yeah. Shoot me something today.
I will. I'll send you something in the next like hour.
Perfect. So, like, thanks for doing this.
No, thank you. This is great.
All right. I'm going to ride my coconuts away.
Bye.
All right. Later, man.